Welcome to Sonata Secrets with Henrik Chilham, unlocking the world of classical music.
Debussy really knew how to capture concrete but poetic ideas and translate them into musical expression. The second prelude of his second book of preludes is called Feuilles Mortes, or Dead Leaves, and it does exactly that. It's a bleak affair, slow and heavy, and with all these harmonies and sonorities that are dissonant and kind of dirty. Often very thick chords, almost clusters of notes together, like heaps of dead leaves on the ground. But every musical phrase and gesture is carefully crafted, and once you embrace this poetic landscape, they'll start to feel really interesting and maybe even beautiful. This piece was a request by my Patreon sponsor, L. von Geist. It's not in my core repertoire, but it actually fits really well onto the channel to do some late Debussy style. So let's check it out. So that's the main theme. You can almost see the leaves falling from the branches and whirling in the air before lying on the ground with this motion. Because the melodic direction kind of turns around, but it ultimately goes down. But let's start from the beginning. So this chord. We only get one chord for the first bar. A long, soft pianissimo and really dissonant. So I would call this a G diminished with an extra F sharp as the main dissonance. But you can also analyze it as an F sharp 7, this note. This is a major seven, dominant 7 chord and an extra G as a dissonance below. But it's the G and the F sharp. Okay, doesn't matter, it's very unstable. Then the next chord is the same configuration, but the whole step down. It's exactly the same, but... And then we get the bass. So when we get the C sharp at the bass, it puts it in another light. So then you can actually say that it's a C sharp 7, like a C sharp dominant as the bass, but with a flat 9 and a sharp 9. So let's see, we have C sharp. Taking some of the notes here, and then the D is the flat 9 and the E is the sharp 9. It's really dirty chord, so really thick dissonant, and then the melodic, something happens in the melody finally, and we go back to the first chord, and now we get the bass for this one as well, D flat, D sharp. But it's kind of spaced out, the bass doesn't come on the beat, so a bit unclear. Then we get the whirling. And here starts like a short episode. We get these thick, like block chords. So technically you can say an A9, going to a B9, but it's the thickness that's central here, and pedal point A in the bass. Because now we get the same kind of configuration of a chord and in different positions, so it's more sequential harmony than functional harmony. It's kind of cool writing, sounds good this place, I think. The trend is always downward until here. Here it's a little bit upward. Again. And it kind of finds some kind of melodic resolution to the E. And it comes to a halt on the E here. 3 times. Softer and softer.
and some falling motion in the top line as well. Then we get the restatement of the theme, but now it's the harmonization is slightly different and more clear, like crystallized, like this. So here it's only the sharp nine, a dirty chord, because we have C sharp 7 with a major third, and then the sharp nine is the minor third. So only the sharp nine would be the minor 7, but we add the major third and the minor third, we get this. Same, just the transposition. And now it's falling down even further. It's not much hope in this. Just got to mention here another French impressionist, Ravel, in his Gaspard de la Nuit, Le Gibet, we find like exactly the same type of chord. In the middle, it sounds like this. So we have the bell ringing here, that's the piece in the middle, it's an A sharp, but this chord is exactly the same, it's even the same key, C sharp, sharp 9, and Debussy. And so on. So now starts the middle section, and normally you think like there's material that's connected somehow and get maybe a bit of development section. But this piece is more like Debussy finds four ideas now, and they just come one after each other as different moments in this like autumnal landscape, but there's not much connection between them. Well, it starts with a motion that grows from the whirling down. So we get it in the bass as an ostinato, and Un peu plus allant, slightly faster, it picks up some energy here. And then so that's the first idea, just a sequence of a whole tone tonality. So just positions of the whole tone scale. And you can say it's like an augmented chord. 9, flat 5. But the thing is, in the whole tone scale, there are no perfect fifths. It's always like the tritone. It's what gives it this special character. So Debussy plays with that over the ostinato. What is this? So that's the second idea. Not much relation to the first. So we get the melody in the middle here. Un peu en dehors. So a little en dehors is an important French marking if you play French music. It means in the foreground or like outside. So it's meant to be heard. And the opposite is lointain. We get it later. It means in the background, far away. So melody is here. And we have it's grounded with a bass. Pedal point, and then this extra voice flavor here. So it's an A major, D sharp major, F major, and B sharp major or C major. So they're outlining, if you take the root, that's a diminished chord, but it's a major chord on every note of that. It sounds like some kind of weird kaleidoscope that distorts the world. Hints of polytonality over this. Again, it's very sequential harmony. So together. It reaches a more stable point. Finally, it's a pure major chord. It happens to be F sharp. And it fills out with this nice deep bass and high treble. And then it's like a gust of wind here. Rustling of the leaves. And again lower. And now it just winds down. To start the fourth idea. And here we reach kind of the recap, a restatement of the main theme, the short one here. But just this idea, four bars, it's the same rhythm like now. This quick triplet from the third idea. And the harmony here is more of this thickness. You can say this is a G sharp. Dominant seven bass here, and then he plays with these two notes and changes them chromatically. So the second chord is these same, but now tritone. It's a tritone, a change between these. So, and then we have the melodic movement. But again, it's just oscillating between these. And finally, it's weird that this chord is like a resolution in this piece. We reach the start of the recapitulation melody. Now it's just a slower bass, deeper. But we recognize this at least, because it's been four ideas that's like new material all the time. So it's kind of hard to orient yourself in this piece. And then finally, this is some kind of known territory. And here starts the coda. I'm just going to mention another Debussy prelude, because it's reminds me of this, like the configuration of the melody. It's in the first book, number four there. It's called, it's kind of hard to pronounce. Let's see if I can do it. The prelude is called Les sons et les parfums tournent dans l'air de soir. So the sounds and the smells swirl in the evening air, something like that. But that starts like this. So it's kind of like a similar type of idea, melodic bass, and then. So it's much more like positive in general character in this one. The Dead Leaves are, it's a more serious piece, but like you can feel the similarities. The whirling again. Here we get the lointain, far away, so pianissimo maybe on a corda here. But again, it's just sequential harmony, not really functional, moving the positions until we reach a major chord, B flat major, and then yet again a new idea. And this is really more a bigger contrast, because it's like a melodic phrase that's not just falling down. It's very bright, a little bit weird, but quite nice. And then pause, and it takes the same melody and flips it to major. And this is the end of the piece. So it's kind of a surprising ending. I'm not sure I buy it, because it's so heavy and like dreamy, and then it ends like a silver lining. Is it too good to be true?
Or maybe you can interpret it like this, that the dead leaves provide the basis for the soil for new life to grow. So there's like a circle of life thing. It's a happy continuation, even if it's really heavy music.